what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. I'm going to talk more high school basketball. Earlier in the week, we were joined by Carbon High head coach Kyle Wilson as we recapped the Dino season, which came to an end in the opening round of the 3A state tournament. They lost to the eventual state champion Morgan Trojans. Today, we are going to talk Emory High School boys basketball. Now, Emory finished third overall at the state tournament. I thought they performed well. Knocked off South Summit in the opening round, defeated Grand in the quarterfinals, lost to Richfield in the semifinals, but answer the call, they beat Manti in the third and fourth place game. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Todd Jeffs over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, so good to be here one more time this year, Jordan.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sad by that. I mean, high school basketball, it's so much fun. We have so much fun with it for about 3 or 4 months, Coach, and now, unfortunately, it's over, but there were some positives for this Emory team. I know the ultimate goal is always a state championship, but, Coach, a win in the third-place game over Manti to close out the season, we can start by talking about that game. I thought the kids showed a lot of heart in that contest. I always call those character matchups because you really never know how the kids are going to respond knowing that the state championship hopes are gone, but I thought the kids played really hard in that game, and you guys came out with a victory.
Yeah, I thought our guys really responded well. I thought they were going to come out strong. I felt pretty good before the game, and it was a really good game and a really entertaining game to watch. I'm sure it, a lot of back and forth, and they'd go on a little bit of surge and then would answer it. And then, kind of at the end, we just kind of hit those shots. Cade was huge for us, and hitting those three-point shots, when he does that, obviously we're a much better team, and he kind of gave us that separation. And then we played strong through the end. I thought our game management the last 4 minutes of the game was really good. Hit some free throws and didn't turn the ball over too much. It was a good, solid game through and through.
It seemed like any time Cade was on, Coach, this season, I mean, we go back to the game against Richfield in the regular season, Cade had 27, 28 points, if I remember right, and that was a game that we definitely should have won. He was kind of the glue, I guess, when he came back after the Christmas break for this team offensively.
Well, he really adds another dimension for us, and it's one more guy that they have to guard, and in doing that, it opens up the lane a little bit more for Braxton Kyson, and I think, the combination of it worked good. We just never found a lot of consistency with Cade. He kind of came and went. Like you said, when he was on, we were it kind of elevated our team to another level. And, that happened 4 or 5 games throughout the season, and you could see the potential of what was going to happen there. But it was just, it had a hard time finding some consistency there game to game.
We'll go back one game previous to the Manti contest, Coach, semifinals against Richfield. We knew going in that Richfield was a very good team. You and I had talked about it throughout the year, and in fact, that Richfield may be one of the top teams in the state. I know they came up short against Morgan, but I don't think there was any doubt that they were one of the top three or two best teams in the state. And you go back and you look at the previous meetings in the regular season, we were in every game. I know there was a rally in the game at Emory, if I remember correctly, in Castledale, but the one at Richfield we had late in the contest. So I guess in my mind, Coach, going into that game, I felt comfortable with the matchup.
I really did, too. I thought we were going to give them all they could handle and then, have a chance to win at the end. But holy cow, they came out that first quarter and just hit those threes, and it was real similar to the game, at Moab, where we just ran into a buzzsaw. And I thought our defense was fairly decent. I mean, we weren't just in lockdown mode where we were just really harassing every shot they took. But in high school especially, if you can get shooters to shoot over a hand, their percentages go way down. Well, it didn't work that night because we had people there with a hand in their face for the majority of those three-point shots. But they knocked them down, and I think they were, 7 of 9 or something in the first half and just – really hot, and even so, we didn't shoot the ball well, and we're still only down 10. And then we came out the third quarter and shut them down for 4 straight possessions, but we came up empty on the other end. And and then we jump into a trap where we're trying to gain some ground, and things just got out of hand in a hurry. And even though the score ended up, 20 or 25 point loss for us, it was a much closer game than that. That's hard to say that, but that's the way I look at it. And they're a very good team. And then the next night they didn't shoot the ball well at all. And you saw the results of that. So it's just kind of teams that use that 3-point shot as much as we do, or Richfield or anybody, it kind of comes and goes. And when it's going, boy, it's really fun to watch. When it's not going, it's a struggle.
Yeah, in this game, Coach, Kyson Stilson's held to about 10 points. And if I go back over the season, and this is just talking off of the top of my head, I know that Kyson was held under 10 points the last time we saw Richfield in Richfield. We go back to the first meeting in Castle Dell. And like I said, there was a late run in that game that made the score. It gave us a chance, I guess, late in that contest. Kyson did go off for 29 in that particular game, but a lot of it was in the fourth quarter. So I guess the question is, what did Richfield do defensively to neutralize Kyson over the last two meetings?
Well, I think the one thing is they got that little kid, Emmett Hafen, is just a fierce, competitive athlete, extremely strong, extremely competitive, and just a fierce defender. And they put him on Kyson, and that gets Kyson off to a slow start. And then Brack started coming open a little bit. I think in the midway through the third quarter, they switched him over on Brack and tried to slow him down. But, that kid is just a tough, tough competitive kid, and single-handedly kind of took care of Kyson that first little bit. And then when, Kyson didn't get off to a good start, and then he had a hard time getting going after they switched him off. And we didn't recognize it real well and try to get the ball in Kyson's hands as much, once that kid got on to Brax. But that's a big, to me, that's a big part of their success against Kyson, because nobody slowed Kyson down at all this year except him. And so, he's just a tough kid.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Basketball Team. Coach, I know that the goal is always a state championship. That's why you play the game. But when you look at a third-place finish for this team, I deem it a successful season. I'm curious as to your thoughts.
Well, I think it's really a successful season. I look back over the year, and the two games that kind of hurt me the most were at Richfield and at Manti, where I felt like we played well enough to win games, and then circumstances just kind of took over and took the games away from us. But in reality, I like the place we landed in the state tournament. We ended up with South Summit, a team that we'd beat earlier, even though they were a 2 seed, and we ended up a 4 seed. I felt really good about that matchup, and then I even felt better about Grand in the quarterfinal. And so the way it worked out, I like where we landed. The fact that we finished fourth in region and then turn around and finished third in the state tournament was a bonus. And the one thing I feel best about with our team is I felt like we got better each week and each practice. We just kept getting better and better, and we're doing some nice things clear through the end. And I don't think there was any letdown from our guys, and they worked hard and really did a nice job right through to the last game.
Looking at the underclassmen, Coach, we can talk about the seniors in a moment, but the future of this program, I like these seniors a lot on this year's team. I mean, I really do. I like the senior class. So if we look ahead to what's coming back next year, maybe the year after, we don't talk a whole lot about the underclassmen, the JV and the sophomore group. How do you feel that they kind of evolved throughout the year?
I think, my junior class this year, guys to be seniors next year, really solid bunch. And they're all basketball guys, all five of them kind of basketball is their top priority, starting with Brax, and he's been a 2-year starter. So we look for him to really take care of business. And then Kyler Wilstead is just undersized each night, but it's such an athlete and such a competitor. And, he doesn't back down from anybody. And then, Justin Rasmussen will give us a little bit of height that we were missing this year, and he's come a long ways. And Jordan Eckers, just a scrappy little kid that just really gets into people and gets after people and could score at will. And then Seth Justice has just, turned into a very nice basketball player. And the thing I like about that group is they're, they all have their role. They all play within their role really well. And, you know, they'll have Riggs Griffin probably coming off the bench to help them out a little bit. And so it's a real solid bunch and really excited for next year.
We'll talk about the senior class, of course. Kyson, who put together one of the most really dominating tears offensively that we've seen in a very long time, Coach. I mean, there was like a 4 or 5 game stretch this season where he was scoring anywhere from 30 to 40 plus a night. I mean, it was insane. And we've seen a lot of efficient scorers over the last 10 years since I've been here. But I'll tell you, Kyson, that 4 or 5 game span in the middle of region play, Coach, it was borderline incredible.
Well, it really was, and that's what he brings to the table. He's you know, not the quickest kid, but he's got this spurts of quickness, and he gets people off balance, and he just blows by them. And he's just so fun to watch, and he gets the basket well. He scores from the free throw line. And then when he combines that with, you know, on nights where he shoots that three-point shot, he's nearly unguardable. And just, you know, put together a great year, super score, and we're really going to miss that 25 points a game that he brings.
There's no question. We've talked about Cade and what he kind of added to the team, Coach. Brody Tuttle, I thought, was similar to Cade. When he was working offensively as well, again, it was a different element for this team. And we go back to the Grand game. Brody was phenomenal in that contest. Go to the South Summit game. He was terrific defensively. Brody was kind of one of those, you know, one of those quote-unquote role players, but a key role player throughout the season.
Really was, you know, and like a lot of our guys, when he got that three-point shot rolling, we were a different team. And against Grant, he was the guy that was coming open, and he just knocked shots down and really got us off to a good start there. And then defensively, gets his hands on so many balls and is really disruptive in those passing lanes. And I think, you know, that's something that we'll miss in the future with Brody as well.
The two bench guys, Coach, that I really had a lot of fun watching, Mason Famalo and Rance Jensen. These are two kids that they're smaller kids, but you'd never know it if you watched them play. I mean, these are kids that play like they're 6'4", 6'5", down low.
Really do. Mason's defense was just phenomenal all year. He's got long arms and great anticipation and just does a super job for us. And he hit some key three-point shots for us throughout the year as well. And so, you know, he got to where he could just really finish around the basket. Brax found him a lot on some, you know, baseline cuts and backdoor cuts, and he just really finished that well. And then Rance is just a tough kid. He's just, you know, a tough athlete. And you think Kyler Wilstead's undersized. That, you know, that it takes it to a little bit more of an undersized with Rance, but he doesn't give an inch anywhere. He rebounds well. Just so scrappy and so fierce of a competitor. You know, we're going to miss all five of those guys.
Coach, it was definitely a fun season. I think you hit it right on the head. This group got better as the year went on. And that's always the fun part about high school basketball. I know we've had teams in the past, but when we started the season, we knew this was going to be a state championship contender. I don't know that I didn't know that at the beginning of the season if this team was going to be, but as they continue to get better, you start thinking, you know what? They get hot. They can beat anybody in the state. That's why I think I had so much fun with this team for that very reason.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think we got better, and these kids competed, and they really found ways to win. One of the most satisfying things for me as a coach was to show up at warm-ups, and people in the stands would look at our guys and say, hey, they don't have a chance against this other team. You know, the other team's down there running a dunk drill with 5-6 guys that are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and throwing every kind of dunk down that they can, and they look at our guys, and then you know, once the game starts, you say, hey, these guys can play. And that's very satisfying as a coach to know that you're outsized night in and night out, and to be able to find ways to compete and thrive in that situation. And our guys really took that challenge seriously, and each night we really competed. I don't remember a game where, you know, we might have lost by 20 points a couple of times, but you know, even those games, I thought we were competitive and fiercely in the game right to the end, and our guys really competed well through the year, and really proud of them.
Coach, again, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I thank you for taking out the time each week throughout the season, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again real soon.
Sure enough, and thanks for all you do for our program, Jordan. You're so awesome, and just look forward to talking to you each week.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. That's a great compliment. I really appreciate it. I'm going to miss talking Emory High School basketball. We will talk with Coach Lynn Tuttle next week. And then that's going to do it for high school basketball for 2018-2019. And more coming up on the local sports front. When we return, we're going to move over to talk high school baseball. That starts on Tuesday, believe it or not. Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dinos will join us in studio when we return.